free service.
Oh, hi, Alonzo. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Hey, Tina. Thanks for calling me back.
Of course. No problem. What's
Tina,
going on?
I'm so not happy with the way things are going.
Oh, no.
I don't think I'm going to be working with y'all no more unless something drastically changed.
Okay,
but
what's going on?
I haven't gotten a call. I don't know if my business is being promoted right or marketed right. I got two calls from Google Guarantee, and one of them was a telemarketer who I clearly told him I wasn't interested. I'm sure I got charged at $35 per call for that. And then the other call was him calling back. And I think it's between $30 and $35 per call, and it's way down at the bottom of the list as well. I mean, is there anything that could be done? I thought that you guys was going to be able to get me to the top of Google, but it's been 6, 7, 8 months maybe, and I'm still not even showing up. I mean, I don't know if my business is getting little to no attention or if I need another package, another program. I'm just confused.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the dashboard and the results look pretty solid, but you're saying that you're not getting work out of that, or?
I'm not getting no calls. Can you track the Google Guarantee?
Well, the thing is, you have two packages with us. You have Google Guarantee, but you also have the local SEO services, okay? So for the local SEO services, and this has nothing to do with Google Guaranteed. So let's say that you canceled the Google Guaranteed and you just had the local. With that package, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 43,577 times, and you've had 4,453 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So what that means is, let's say somebody puts in tree service near me, or stump removal, or tree removal, or different keywords associated with what you do, even when the Google Guaranteed leads are turned off, you'll still come up on the first page in the local map section. So I just filtered that out to show the all-time results, but now I filtered it to show just over the last 30 days. And just in the last 30 days, you were found 135 times on the first page with 11 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you.
Well,
so
that's me checking it. My phone is as quiet as a church mic. That's me checking it to see if it's still up there, what's it doing. I check it periodically several times a day just to make sure I'm not going crazy. Like, I'm getting, it's just not working.
Well, it shows that 17 times over the past 30 days, someone typed in Al's Tree Service just to make sure that, you know, you were coming up. But the other times, it was 15 times Tree Service near me, 15 times Tree Service Detroit. Okay,
did you
click to call yourself 6 times?
No.
Okay, yeah, because the breakdown of the 11 Google actions is 5 clicks to your website from the first page and then 6 clicks to call you. So the impressions could be coming from you, but in addition to that, there's 11 Google actions, which is the second step people took to find you. So, I mean, it looks like you're getting, you know, pretty solid results, but, you know, it could be seasonal as things have dipped down. It could be that maybe the Google guaranteed leads are on pause right now. Let's say the budget ran out and the leads are on pause, but you would still come up organically through the searches in the maps because that's the 149 portion of the package that you pay us.
Oh, no, the Google guarantee isn't down. That's up. I got it.
Okay.
2 days ago.
Perfect.
There was a telemarketer, and then he called me back. Two of the same numbers. Like, he called, basically it was two calls that didn't work out to nothing. And prior to those two calls, the Google guarantee part I don't know if you're able to pull that up, but that hasn't rung in months.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to see that part or no?
I don't do the Google Guaranteed. I can see on your dashboard that, yeah, it doesn't look like you've had any Google Guaranteed leads for a while. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah. Let me look here. Yeah, it could be because I'll ask that department to figure it out, but it could be that there's let's see. Oh, Perry put a note in here on the 14th. It says less than 25% of the budget was spent in December and more credits than costs were received below to be applied to the next applicable future invoice. So it said that you had a credit of $11.75 in November and a credit of $11.75 in December. So it looks like the next invoice that they apply for Google Guaranteed, they're going to put a couple of credits on.
Can you see when I actually got a last customer from Google Guaranteed?
I can't. Probably Ivan can, the guy that you talked to earlier, because he's in that department. All I do is collect failed payments. So he told me once I'm done with you to transfer it back to him because the account's outstanding right now. So the only thing I think that might be affecting you a little bit right now, Alonzo. And you probably are aware of this because you and I have worked together, you know, for a long time on and off over the years, is that any time an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but it's just that there's no active programming taking place. So a little orange banner goes up on your site that says the information here is no longer being updated. So that
okay,
could
so
be
Tina, my account haven't been suspended in months that I know of.
It's suspended right now because the payment that was due on January 25th didn't go through. So it's only been a couple of days, like what, less than a week?
Right, but prior to it getting suspended recently, it hasn't been suspended for at least 3 months. So those 3 months from not being suspended have... The phone is not ringing is what I'm saying. I know a lot of that is seasonal work, but let me ask you a question, Tina. I know you do the billing department, but your professional opinion, do you think some Google ads would make this thing work out better or no?
Either that or ramp up the budget for the Google Guarantee, because I'm seeing here that somewhere along the line they adjusted the budget on the Google Guaranteed to be, it says adjusted actual weekly budget within Google Guaranteed dashboard from $50 to match local service ad placement value of 46. So I don't know what that is, but let's say that you have a $50 a week budget. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe you should increase the budget with the Google Guaranteed. But if you do the Google paid ads, I'll tell you the pros and cons of that, because I have some people that do Google paid ads and they absolutely love it, and other people not so much. Okay. So our minimum budget to run the ads is $300 a month. And with that $300, we take it and, you know, less our management fee of 25%, send it directly to Google. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $9 a day, okay? And the intention there is so that $300 stretches throughout the whole month and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, okay? Now, benefit number one with the Google ads is they can get up and running very quickly. So we say within 2 weeks, but honestly, I've had them up and running in like 3 days before on a special request. So that's the first benefit. The second benefit is you can run them wherever you like without having an address there. So let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area that's, you know, for example, 30 minutes away, and maybe you're not getting that type of a reach on the maps. You can target those specific areas with the maps without having, you know, you to have an address there. So that's the two benefits of the Google Ads. The downside of the ads is that you have to pay per click, whether it's a potential client, whether it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something, or whether it's a competing company trying to drive your bill up. So that's the thing that people hate about it. So let's say that, you know, you have a $9 a day budget and the pay-per-click rate is $1. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So Google will protect you from malicious clicks. So let's say that there's a competing tree service that says, oh, I hate it that Al's tree service is always up there, so I'm going to just click on him 50 times and try to drive his budget up. Google will know by their IP address that they're being malicious and you wouldn't get charged for anything, right? But if it's a one-off situation where someone clicks on you here and there, Google doesn't know that. They don't know if it's a potential client or if it's someone being malicious. So for those clicks, you do get charged for. You see what I mean?
Okay. I'm not sure what I had before, but I think I did that program before. Are you seeing that anywhere in my notes?
Let me look.
I think I had that before, and it didn't work at all. It's just when you said 300, I remember paying 300 for something.
Yeah,
let
me look.
You told me I shouldn't have never did that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think some people do very well with the Google Ads, but the part that is a little bit tricky is that, you know, it's a 300 starting point, and sometimes that 300 doesn't last long. You know what I mean? So, like, there's companies that are big corporations that spend tens of thousands of dollars in Google Ads. Those are the ones that do very well with it. So sometimes for a small business with a limited budget, if you just do 300, sometimes it, you know, it doesn't stretch very far and it's not the best way to go. So, yeah, you did it one time. So you didn't do like a month to month of Google Ads. But you did it one time back in May of 2024. No, wait, you did it two times. You did it for 1 month in April and 1 month in May. You did the Google Ads. But from what you recall from back then, you didn't like it, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And then you even told me I shouldn't have never did that.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that I think someone in customer service like talked you into trying it, and I said I don't think that was like the best advice, because usually I don't recommend it for a small to mid-sized business. I recommend it more for, you know, the bigger corporations that have that larger marketing budget, because if you have a huge marketing budget, then it's going to work better. You know, with a smaller budget, it doesn't work that well because the clicks get eaten up quicker, you know? So...
Yeah. So all of those tree service near me, or tree service in Detroit, that's me checking it every day to see if I'm still on there or where I'm at. That wasn't just random customers, because if it was, they would have been calling me. See, I'm telling you, I'm not trying to get out and not pay my bill or make excuses.
No,
if
I understand.
If this thing was making money, I would gladly pay you.
Yes,
so
I understand. But at the same token, you're kind of in that, I don't know, almost like a no-win situation, because if this were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel, the website would come down, the Google guaranteed section, you know, you would be deleted off that, because, you know, now there would be no ads running for you there. So, you know, now you'd be even in a worse situation. So, you know, all I could recommend is, you know, maybe you know, continuing with the package that you have now, and then I can have the technicians do some performance checks on your account and make sure that if there are any, you know, updates that they can provide that would give you better placement, that they perform those for you behind the scenes. You know what I mean? And then Ivan already asked me, you know, that once this is taken care of, to, you know, let him know so he can reach out to you, because, you know, I think he's probably wanting to discuss with you, you know, the Google guaranteed section, whether, you know, there's credits on there or whether, you know, he's recommending, you know, increasing the budget on there or what the situation is. But that's his department, is in the Google guaranteed.
Okay. Are you able to give me a one-time credit for this month or no?
No, I can't do any credits when it's past due. That's the problem. So typically if somebody calls me and it's before, within 3 business days of their billing, then I can push the next billing out or sometimes do a credit. They wouldn't have allowed me to do a full 149 credit anyway because they already applied one for last month on this. So, you know, they don't allow me to do back-to-back credits. But, you know, I can't do a credit on this one. But what I could do for you, and you don't have to do this today, Alonzo, because I realize things are slow. But once you get this one up to speed, I can apply a service credit for the next payment. So let's say that you paid this today. I would push the next billing out until March 3rd, but that one would be a free month for you. So you would actually be paid in full until April 3rd on the local map optimization. And then whatever, you know, costs that would incur with the Google guaranteed, then Ivan would be calling you back and discussing that. If you wanted to ramp up the leads there, you could do so.
Okay. So these kind of go hand in hand. Like if my, like if this account is suspended or canceled or paused, then Google Guaranteed is the same as that too?
Well, because on the Google Guaranteed, when people click on your website, that's the first thing they see is the big orange banner at the top of the site saying the information here is no longer being updated because the website is tied into the local optimization package. And that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. You know what I mean? But it's definitely not worth it to incur lead costs for the Google guaranteed if you have the orange banner on your site, because some people might see that and then think you're out of business or something, and then they just call the next guy, right? So maybe that's why there aren't any fresh leads on the Google guaranteed section. Maybe, you know, they saw that the, you know, local section, you know, had put the account into suspension. So maybe they also put the leads on pause until this is fixed, you know, because Ivan didn't notify me as to why. He just said, please let me know, you know, once this is taken care of so that I can reach out to him. So, you know, he's planning on, you know, doing something with the Google guaranteed or getting in contact with you at least, you know.
No, I don't think this business is slow because I was canceled for the last 3 or 4 days. It's been slow for the last 3 or 4 months. So I don't think the banner has nothing to do with it because the banner just was placed there a few days ago. This thing been slow all along. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Let me see here. Yeah, you know what's interesting is on your dashboard for the website leads, you had like a lot that were coming in consistently back in September, October, November, and they could have just been coming in organically because I would like a quote on my tree removal in my backyard. That was October 27th, October 26th. Someone on Lyndhurst Street, they were having you coming out to check out a situation, would like a quote on a tree in their backyard, October 25th. So almost like daily, people were filling out that lead form and corresponding with you, and then all of a sudden that halted. Google, Ivan put in the notes here something about having to start a claim process for the Google business page. So I wonder if Google is requiring something on the Google business page, which caused that to go into a suspension. Let me ask James, because
no,
he would know.
I haven't put that in there today.
Yeah, he put that in there today. But
yeah,
I don't know why.
I was asking him. I believe he put that in there because I was asking him for my business profile access so I can put some stuff on there to try to.
Oh, got it. Okay.
But like you
got
said,
it.
Tina,
I
was getting leads like you just said, but after October, they just stopped.
I'm going to ask
them. I got
nothing
in November.
Yeah, and you know what? Typically, those leads are kind of one-off situations where most people don't get to that part because if they see you on the first page, they call you or they go to your website and contact you. So most people don't even fill out that form, but there are rare occurrences where they can't contact you right away because they're at work or they're with family. So they just plug into that form what they need. And then you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. But what's interesting on your account is you were getting those very consistently and then all of a sudden they stopped. Right. So that's what I want to look into. I want to ask the verification department, if anything's changed on your account. And if so, why? Like, you know, what's needed to get it back to where it used to be, you know? So let me ask James and April. They're in that department. One second here.
Actually, Tina, those worked out pretty good. I was closing a lot of those out.
I bet. Yeah, because they were coming in like on the daily, sometimes a couple a day, you know. So
I was closing the thing. I was getting those. And that, like you said, it just stopped.
Yeah. I'm going to let it. Okay, so is this account still? I noticed on the dashboard, client was getting consistent website leads until October, and then they stopped. Has anything changed? Yeah, they're the best. They'll figure it out. I just sent them a message, so I'll see if they'll reply to me here. Typically, I'd say, oh, that's just a fluke if it was one here or there, but since you were getting so many and then all of a sudden it went to nothing, I think there's something behind it. You know what I mean? There must be something. Unless maybe that's when you started Google Guaranteed and maybe our interface just started tracking those leads. Let's see. I think you did. Yeah. Yep, you did. Because there's old invoices even from like March of 2024 where we were charging you for Google Guaranteed. So, yeah. Well, let me get with Ivan and let me get with James and April in the verification department and see if they can give me some insight if, you know, anything's going on. And then I can get back to you and see, you know, if there's anything special, you know, that they'll allow me to do for you with your billing, you know, just to kind of help you get it back up to where it used to be. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because
so
what
I
don't understand is why it says that there's credits. It says there's credits that you're supposed to have on here, but the credits aren't anything substantial where it says like $11 for two times or, you know, so I don't understand that. But even with credits being on there, then how come there's no fresh leads coming through the Google, you know? So I don't understand that, you know? So
right.
I'll just see,
right,
you know, what they say and then, you know, what we can apply, and then I'll get back to you. And hopefully there's something in there that they can catch so that they can, you know, get it back to where it used to be, because something must have changed. You know what I mean? You didn't give another company access or anything, did you? Because Ivan put something in here about brand rep, but I don't know.
No. Okay. So what happened, I called Ivan and I asked him, could he give me my business profile access? And he told me, no, he didn't have it. I can get it from brand rep. So that's why he put brand rep in the note.
So he thinks brand rep has the access now and not us?
Y'all never had it. Brand rep have ownership, and you guys came in as a manager. Y'all had access to it, but not ownership. I don't even have ownership.
Oh,
Brand Rap
my
had
goodness.
It, from the time I went from Brand Rap to you guys was got in as a agent or a management. But, yeah, that's what he was telling me. See, I wanted access because I want to go in and kind of make something happen. Tina, I'm out here drowning. I need a lifeline or something. My guys is just sitting around.
Hold on a second. Are we owners or managers? And is brand rep involved? I'm asking him because he said the Google business page is verified and live. So I'm asking him. So that's good. I'm going to send him a screenshot of this page with all the leads and show him, like, how many you were getting and then how after October everything stopped. I think something must have changed, but we'll see what he says. So.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on.
I think it's just a – if I had to take an educated guess, I think it's so much competition for that number, for that first spot, that everybody's just undercutting everybody, I guess.
Oh, here it is. Brand rep is the primary owner. Alex Green is a manager. Alonzo King is an owner, which is you. Local Splash is a manager. Top Page Rankers is a manager. And then you have three pending requests from PPR, TPR at GMBACCEO. I think there's too many people on this. Let me see what James says. That's what it is. Probably when we were the only ones managing it, you were getting like phenomenal results, and now there's so many people on it, it's probably hurting.
No, Tina, that's not it. All these people just got added today. Yeah, because Local Splash is not, I'm getting nothing from you guys but just making payments. That's what's happening with me right now. That's, those people being added is not the reason why the company stopped cold turkey. The company stopped for some other reason. Like you said, I stopped getting leads in October. That's a $1 million question to why is that?
Okay. I sent it to him. So I'm thinking he's going to probably need a little bit more time to look into it, you know. So I'll have him look into it, and then I'll get with Ivan and see if, you know, he can give me some insight as to, you know, if the Google Guaranteed is running. But I think that, you know, I would hold off on getting other companies involved until you know for sure, like, are you going to cancel Local Splash and go with someone else, or are you going to keep Local Splash? Because if you have multiple companies working on the Google listing at the same time, it almost becomes like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item. It starts conflicting and it makes things worse for you. You know what I mean? So yeah, just try to be like a little bit careful with that stuff.
But like, you know, if I'm going to stay with Local Splash, I really mm-hmm. need for you guys to work a little harder for me. I'm getting nothing. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I know it's not your fault. It's not your fault, but like you said, how could this man be getting all these leads in October and then 3 months go by, it goes down to zero. Cold turkey, nothing.
Exactly. And like I said, usually the leads are like far and few between, but what's interesting on yours is they weren't. They were like most of your correspondence was coming through the site and now it's not. So that's like really, you know, it's just something I haven't seen before. So I'll have them look into it a little bit and then I'll get back to you as soon as they get back to me. Okay.
Okay. You think you're going to call me back today?
I think so. I mean, we usually say one business day, but, you know, I'd say no later than tomorrow. But, you know, as soon as I hear back from them, I'll definitely call you, okay?
Okay, Tim. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're very welcome, Alonzo. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.